Okay. Ah, I've been waiting for this moment for months, and it's finally here. Oh, this is fantastic. Oh my God. Oh, we're going to watch this. Oh, this is special. This is special.
TBTL.
Yes, indeed. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of TBTL.
Is this real life?
The show that just might be too beautiful to live.
So I was just calling about the too beautiful to be heard. I can't believe you're still on the air.
When that guy left that message like 11 years ago, he could have never known just how out of hand this was going to get. Because here we are, somehow, at a Waffle House in Orlando.
Huh?
Bringing you episode 3000 in a collector series.
Jalapeno!
My name's Luke Burbank. I'm your host.
Please clap.
Especially geographically apropos that the one-time governor of this great state of Florida would be one of the audio drops to start the program. Here we are. This is the plan for today's show. We are going to, first of all, of course, let the fun begin.
Let the fun begin.
And then we're going to take a look back at some of the data that has been generated over 3,000 episodes.
It was the best of times. It was the blurst of times.
We've had best of times. We've had blursts of times. We've had a lot of times over the course of the last 3,000 shows, and we'll look back on some of that. Also, we're going to learn something about the Waffle House, which is going to be exciting. And, of course, we can't get going with any of that stuff before saying hello to the longest-running Cobro of the show.
Yeah.
Known for his drawings of tall ships, he's my very favorite Cuyahoga clam.
Oh, explicit.
Ooh.
He never misses a sausage or a waffle fest.
What?
He is Andrew
Fireball
Walsh, and he joins me right now from, I guess, in the kitchen at this Waffle House. Hello, my friend.
This is exactly where I should be. We are doing this from the commercial sink, the place where they wash the dishes. We should move all this equipment out of the way and I can start cleaning everybody's dishes. This is great.
This brings together the two things in the world that you love, which
That's
is
right.
doing this podcast and puttering in the kitchen.
Absolutely. I had my towel over my shoulder a second ago. And somebody who worked here really thought I was getting into character, but it turns out this is just how I'm comfortable. Is how I live my life, so I'm going to keep this
I'm here. Also excited because I feel like these aprons are very slimming.
They are
good. If you tie them just right, it really gives the illusion of a waist.
I know.
I've got my love handles snugly down, kind of like hidden beneath them. This might be my new look.
It's looking good. I was a little bit worried. I thought it might go the other way, but no, I'm keeping this thing. I have a little badge that says Andrew, official Waffle House podcaster. I believe you have the same one.
Yeah, mine says supervisor of the official Waffle House podcast, which
damn.
I asked them to make sure we know the pecking order. As soon as Everlane starts making one of these aprons, I'm in.
Do you know, so for people who are not here in the room, we have our rig set up in the sink. My mixing board is in the sink where they wash the dishes here at the Waffle House. Everybody is gathered around us enjoying Waffle House waffles. I was prepared to make a joke. Yes, sometimes I prepare jokes.
Try
remain
something
sitting.
New sometime.
Yes, about like what if like the health inspector walks in while we're doing this, and then it turns out the health inspector walked in while we were doing this. The Waffle House. What is your official title? Director of Food Safety. How in the hell are you letting this happen?
Should I have not have been sitting on the hash browns earlier?
Right.
Was that a violation?
I guess they were smothered and covered.
Hey-o, wow, that's a pretty good spoof. Okay, that's not bad.
Well, that's a pretty good spoof.
I am sitting here, or standing, I guess, as is the case, with this. I'm using a milk crate from the back of this restaurant so that the microphone is at a level where I don't have to be totally hunched over. This is one of three seats that they use behind the Waffle House when they're on their break. And we used another one for the speaker that's over there. Tim, one of the cooks here, was bringing these in for me. And then he said, if you bring one more in, there will be nowhere for the employees to sit on their break. So give it up for the Waffle House crew sacrificing their much-needed milk crate seats. So we can do the show. This is really kind of surreal, to be honest. Andrew, when you and I started this show 11 years ago, did you ever think we would make it to 3,000 episodes?
I didn't think that I would be on the show when you started the show 11 years ago. So
I just realized
again,
that you're
stick
a very,
with your dreams, kids.
You're a very, not you, Hudson, get better dreams.
Yeah, right.
Get way better dreams.
We've already
this.
Blown out his eardrums. He can no longer hear us.
I think, Andrew, I never thought of it this way, but you really are a compelling argument for people listening to the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because you were a listener to the show, and now you work on the show.
Oh, yeah. No, this is... I am the poster child for stalking. Like, honestly, if you guys love something, listen to it a lot, and then just sneak into the person's studio, and eventually you will be able to be a co-bro.
I was actually talking to somebody earlier, I think, Emmy Kate, who said... I said, when did you start listening to the show? And she said, I don't know. It just appeared in my life.
What?
Like we incepted her.
Wow.
Like it just was like one day I just had this very boring habit of listening to this podcast.
We got to get the folks at APM to look into that because that is a technique that I am interested in learning more about.
Yeah. Also because, you know, we've been doing this for all these years. We, of course, have racked up some pretty impressive stats. And I asked a certain very dedicated but anonymous stat keeper of our program who doesn't like us mentioning them by name. So...
Will you tell me later who it is?
Yeah. I'll tell you during the commercial break.
Okay, cool.
We had somebody who has listened to and archived pretty much every episode of this show that has ever existed to basically kind of comb through the data and tell us some of the things that have happened, you know, over the course of these 3,000 episodes. And as such, we have TBTL 3000 by the numbers. We haven't even have this original music that I had composed.
Can I interject for 1 second? I just got a little vision into how you do the show. You have an entire playlist on your iTunes called Andrew Drops, and it's full. Are those all me
Did
saying
you not
dumb
know that?
Shit?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know how. Oh, my God. There are hundreds of them.
And that's only like...
I can never see his computer
now we're just
when we do
play
the show.
These.
My brain is always pushing information out to make room for new information.
I asked
When
this.
You're talking about the rhythm, you got to watch out because that rhythm is going to get you. I'm going to at some point be fertile ground for that music to plant its seed in me.
If you're not supposed to be here, just give me a sign.
Rolf Kurt got Here's this
a new, I am a proud boy.
Don't applaud
I just had to relax
that.
My brain
What
for
are
a
you
second.
Doing?
This is what happens when you blank a stranger in the blank. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Fortune. Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon. Yippee-ki-yay, Mrs. Finkel. Yippee-ki-yay, Michael Flatley.
Oh, my
and then
God.
For reasons
I can
I don't
cut his computer right now. I can tell you what a strong man I am for letting this go
for
on.
For reasons I don't even understand, this is also in here.
Now you have a friend in the diamond
Which
business.
Is not actually
Oh, I sound
you.
Good in that one.
Yeah, so I am... Andrew, those are... That is... I basically... You know me. I will do this thing where I'll decide I'm going to get really organized. Like when I made a big proclamation how I was going to return all of the emails I got in my TBTL account. I was like, this is... New year, new Luke. That lasted for about 3 days. I made a file with drops of you.
Wow.
I stopped updating that like a year ago.
I was going to say,
there
yeah,
are
there's
hundreds
a lot of new ones.
Of
yeah,
thousands of
there.
Drops that you have graced us with that are elsewhere on my computer. That's just a small sampling.
I promise you I was not begging for attention. It's just weird. Like, obviously you play them on the show all the time, but this is the first time I've actually got to see how you have things set up. And just seeing Andrew Drops on your screen just gave me a sense of, I don't know, panic or exhilaration or somewhere in between the two.
Arousal?
Yes! Yes!
Whoa. All right.
Yeah.
TBTL 3000 by the numbers. Andrew has threatened to quit the show over 25 times. Five of those were before Andrew became an official Cobra.
Sounds right.
Combined, these are real data points, I want to point out, that were really compiled by somebody who really has the info. This person can search for a particular term and find all the shows, like the metadata of when those things have been said. For instance, based on a search using swear words, on average... We swear slightly less than 0.2 times per show. That's not bad.
That's not bad. Now
that's fucking great, actually. Sorry, Hudson and Jackson.
And everybody.
By the way, that's a weird thing that happens, and I understand this, but I've noticed this of late. I was hanging out with some other friends and they had their kids, and I was about to say a swear, and I said, oh, I don't want to say that in front of your kids, and they were like, oh, no, no, no. We swear in front of them all the time. That's a thing parents say, and I believe that it happens, but it's also like, you shouldn't be like actually actively proud of that. So this is a fairly family-friendly show. 0.2 times per show, slightly less. That's how often we swear. The chances of a story getting mentioned at the beginning of a particular episode being talked about for more than a minute is under 60%. So unpack that.
Okay. So you forward promote something at the top of the show. If we talk about it,
the chances that it will be talked about for more than a minute is 60%, meaning 40% of the time we bring things up. I bring things up, and they are literally never referenced again, not even for under a minute.
That's good. I think that's good.
Yeah.
Keep them guessing. All things considered is at like 45, so I think we're doing good.
We like to keep the listeners on their toes.
Right, exactly.
Hey, by the way, if you are listening to this at home somewhere right now, you are hearing the actual sounds of actual food being prepared here in the Waffle House because it's still an active kitchen, and we are actively standing in it.
And we are actively hungry.
I know. Looks like I picked the wrong day to intermittent fast. It must be so disillusioning for people to meet me in person because all they hear about are my cockamamie diet schemes. And then they meet me and they go, would not have guessed.
Yeah, right.
Would not have guessed.
Oh, don't beat up on my friend
Lou.
Been
intermittent ketoing since the Reagan administration. All right, more data points. The ratio of dream talk versus garbage talk is well over 10 to 1 currently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that scans. Oh, just so everybody here knows, I did text my girlfriend Genevieve to let me know if there's an update with our garbage situation at home.
That's not even a joke.
When she no, I literally did. I said I want to let all the listeners know.
We talked about this on Monday's show.
Yeah.
She took a picture of the garbage cans to prove to you. By the way, I'm glad that we're taking this valuable time to talk about your garbage issues.
You're welcome. Just a quick update on the situation. Monday, of course, is garbage pickup day in the Roosevelt neighborhood, and they did pick up the compost this morning. We're still waiting on the garbage. Genevieve's at work right now, so she doesn't know if they came while she was at work. So if we don't get an update by the end of the show, feel free to come up to me after the show. I'll be monitoring the situation.
The fine staff here at this Waffle House in Orlando were trying to wrap their minds around what the show was before we actually started, and I told them, it's just a kick-ass laugh riot. And I think they're realizing that that was a little bit... I was overselling the show a little bit. Okay, hold on. Okay, a couple more little TBTL facts over the course of 3,000 episodes. Combining all of the times American Pie was played during the 24-hour Vanniversary live show... You could have watched the original American Pie movie at least once, but why would you? It's our stat person getting
in
on the joke writing.
Solid.
It's a decent spoof from our stat person. We did, I just learned, and I'm not even going to ask if this is okay. I'm just going to go for it. Apparently, there's a Vanniversary show baby.
What?
Oh, I see. Right there. That person has had sex, everybody. That has happened. That woman has had sex. They after the Vanniversary show and after the rebar, apparently. I'm at the age where
I'm speechless. I mean, do you guys want to talk about garbage? Like, I don't know what to do with this conversation.
The ratio of Andrew Walshang colleague to Andrew getting catrolled on the show is currently 25 to 1.
The amount of times I say colleague to the amount of times I've been catrolled, 25 to 1.
Yeah. Yeah. That seem like
Kenneth
thinks that's
seem about right. Let me run that by my colleagues in St. Paul, and then
combined all of the clips of Luke, Andrew, and Sean singing on the show could fill 6 74-minute CDs. Luke's singing alone would fill up almost 4 of those CDs.
Yep.
I feel like I've been doing that a lot lately, and it's
you're
not
leaning back
good.
Into it.
I know, it's just not a good impulse. I need to fight that.
We should do I bet you you're less likely to do it in front of an audience.
Absolutely. That's why I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah, you love karaoke.
Here's the last one. Luke has had over 30 different accents that would eventually turn into him doing a Bill Clinton impression over the course of 3,000 episodes. I don't hear it. I couldn't even do my horrible Bill Clinton accent on command. That was terrible.
Oh, man.
All right.
That is a great list.
We also have to pay Kai Ryssdal for using that music. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick break, and then when we come back, we are going to talk about life as a perfect 10. With somebody...
Where would we find one?
With somebody who is really probably the reason we're here, at least part of a small group of people who have been basically browbeating us into coming to Orlando for the last 10 years or so. So we'll talk to Perfect 10 Nick. We'll play a little Orlando quiz, and we'll also learn something about Waffle House. It's all coming up in a moment. This is TBTL. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back to the TBTL 3000th episode, live from a Waffle House in Orlando. This song you're hearing, which made Andrew visibly furious today in the hotel room, is actually from Waffle House's recording label. Waffle House has a record label where they made many a parody song because they had so many jukeboxes. They could actually, like, if you were an artist trying to get popular, particularly in this part of the country, if you got on the Waffle House jukebox circuit, that was a substantial number of spins. They also made their own music, including this fine hit, which sounds vaguely like other songs I've heard. Also, honestly, like, I rarely see you get, like, angry, Andrew. You got angry today when I was playing this song.
You were rolling it into your computer.
Which means I was...
across the room.
It was on the internet, and I needed to put it into my computer in such a way that we could play it.
And after about 8 minutes of hearing the chorus, I told you I was going to brain you if you kept playing it.
Yeah.
And then you
rarely threaten physical violence.
And then you said, it hasn't even been 2 minutes yet. Yeah. Like, if you guys are ever, like, if you want to extend your vacation in Orlando, play this song. It'll make every minute feel like an hour.
Yeah. All right. So, we, of course, are here at the Waffle House. And it's a, this is this, this whole, I guess, chain of restaurants is a sort of... Almost a mythological place because of all of the, like, interesting language around the food and the, you know, just like all the stuff that comes along with the Waffle House. And so we wanted to kind of get once and for all some definitions of, like, the stuff, how you order the food here. I tried to learn it last year when I did a TV story about Waffle House. I retained none of it. Mm-hmm. So we have Mary Elena, who is a unit manager here. Mary Elena, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Despacito.
Right. We do have music to bump in with.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Everybody knows Despacito.
Of course.
We can sit and dance. Despacito.
How long have you been working for Waffle House?
It'll be 10 years next March.
Wow. Congratulations. Would you like to sing Despacito?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe at the end of the show, maybe that's how we can end it. You could lead the whole crowd. You have, I've just, from the moment that you walked in, Mary Elena, you have so much personality, right? Like, do you get to use that here? How do you put your personality to work here at the Waffle House?
Well, you know that Waffle House is a happy place.
Yeah.
So we have to be happy all day.
Yeah.
It's not difficult.
Whether you're happy or not, you have to be happy.
You are happy anyway. As soon as you cross the door, you are happy.
Yeah.
There's no other way.
Okay, so if I we saw this list on Eater magazine about the different ways you can, I guess, get your hash browns. So what does scattered mean?
Scattered mean when you spray the hash brown in the grill. You have two ways to make hash browns.
Okay.
Or you spray in the grill, or you do in a ring.
Okay.
And so spreading them out makes them, like, crispier?
Make it crispier. All right.
So that's scattered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about smothered?
Smothered, you have different topics that you can add to your hash browns. So smother means onions.
Okay.
You can add onions to your hash brown and mean scatter smother. You can add cheese, which means cover.
Oh, so covered, that's cheese. So if I go scattered, smothered, and covered, that would be spread out with onions on them and cheese on top.
Yes, sir.
I could work here. I thought it was more complicated.
You got it.
Did you know that the band Hootie and the Blowfish has an album called Scattered, Smothered, and Covered? This is a true story, and it's not funny because it's real.
Are you a Hootie?
Everybody's waiting for the punchline. No, I was doing some research, as you would for a show like this, and they have an album called that. Oh. They must be Waffle House fans.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Are you a big Hootie and the Blowfish fan, Marielena?
Uh-uh.
Okay, what does chunked mean?
Chunked mean when you add ham to your hash brown.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Chunked ham.
Yeah. I stopped eating meat a while ago, and the listener, I don't know if I've talked about it on the program very much. This might be news to some of you. What are my options? What are the non-meat options at a Waffle House?
Well, you about the hash browns?
Yeah, well, sure.
You can do smother, cover, dice, cap, and pepper.
Oh, okay. Cap is mushrooms?
Mushrooms.
Okay.
I like that.
Okay, so there are options here for me. What about topped?
Top mean gravy. Oh, no, yeah. Chili. Chili. You can add chili.
Is the chili vegetarian?
No.
What about country?
Country mean gravy. Oh, but it's okay. Sausage gravy, so it's no vegetarian either.
Yeah. Once you start adding chili to hash browns, they're not hash browns anymore, are they? Isn't it chili with potato in it?
No, it's hash brown top.
Okay, just a little. Okay, all right. I mean,
how long did it take you to learn the way that the orders go on the plate with the, you know, a piece of cheese and a little piece of hash brown? And it's this whole amazing visual language that the people that work here understand kind of instinctively. It was so hard for me to, when I did the TV story, to try to get it. How long did it take you to learn it?
I'm still learning.
Really? That makes me feel better because it was like really hard.
No, it's not hard. It's just it's a system. It's something that you do, repeat it, and you got it.
What do you order, like, when you're done, but you want to have a meal before you leave? Like, what's the best thing you can order at Waffle House? What do you like to eat?
I like the new hash brown bowl, and I like it with cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
And I make smother.
Okay.
I make cover.
Okay.
I make chun. Dice and cap.
What? You're doing it all?
Despacito. I'm back to singing again. All right. Anything else you want to tell us, Marielena, about life in a Waffle House?
Well, I can say that Waffle House life is amazing. It's a very nice place to work, and it's an amazing place where you can eat.
Okay.
It's really
all
nice.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I'm can I formally put in an order of hash browns? This feels like a little overkill to use this microphone for it, but could I get a scattered, smothered, peppered, covered?
Scattered, smothered, cover.
Scattered. Okay, you guide me.
Scatter.
Yeah.
Smother.
Okay.
Cover.
Okay.
Chunk.
Okay.
Dice.
Okay.
Cap.
No, I don't like mushrooms.
Just
hold the cap. Oh, definitely no chunks. 100% no chunks.
Okay, start over. Scatter, smother.
Okay.
Cover.
Got it.
Dice. Pepper.
No, not dice. What's diced?
Tomatoes.
Oh, yeah, tomatoes are good. Diced. What? Nick, your time will come.
And jalapeno peppers.
Yes, please. We even have a sound effect for that. That's one of our favorite.
Jalapeno!
Okay, I'll have that, please. Can I have that?
Yes, you can.
Andrew, do you want to order something?
I'm too nervous to eat right now. Can I eat later? Okay, thank
Are
you.
Are you seriously? Thank you, Marielena.
Yeah,
very
I
much.
Can't.
One
I can't
more time for Marielena.
Right.
Are you really feeling nervous?
Well, I mean, I'm not freaking out, but I'm standing in the kitchen of a Waffle House with like 50 people staring at me.
I assumed this was all a delusion I was having. You're really here? This is really happening?
I think so.
I had a dream. Hey, you know what? Let's do it. Dream
talk. Oh, change those stats right here.
I had a dream.
Who would have thought that would have been your dream that would change the stats?
I had an actual dream last night, Andrew, where you and I were, we must have been doing the show, but I don't remember any of the specifics. I just know that we have a term that we use between us, which is stop down. It's like a radio thing. It just means we're not recording this anymore. We're stopping down for a minute. And we rarely stop down, as you guys know, because you've heard the show. There's almost nothing that we say that doesn't end up in the show.
But if you've ever heard one of us say, let's stop down on a podcast, something went terribly wrong. And I'm actually I'm actually having a physical reaction to that, thinking about it right now. Like, once in a blue moon, we'll leave something in the podcast, and we realize, oh, that wasn't supposed to be in the podcast.
Andrew will, if we stop down, he will stop the recording. He will take the recording out. He will light it on fire.
That's right.
He will burn it in his yard to make sure it doesn't accidentally end up on the air. But
absolutely.
In my dream, you and I were talking, and maybe we weren't doing the show, but I asked you if we could stop down in the conversation.
What if that just became something we say in our lives? Just like without, like we're having a real conversation, but then we just stop down from that conversation for a second.
It would be useful, actually.
I think it could be.
Like, can we stop down from this real quick? I don't mean right now. I was acting.
Hold on,
sorry.
Hold on, wait. Am I stopping? Wait, hold on. I just burned the recording.
Could we stop down for a minute? I'm really losing my Clinton. I need some more water. Okay. You know what? Let's do some top stories. One person likes top stories.
Hello and welcome to Top Story.
All right. Thank you. I've shamed the other people into pretending they like top stories. Doesn't somebody know that person? We got an email that somebody worked with that guy, and that was like pretty much everything on... Whoa.
Your food's here
hash
already.
Hash browns so fast, you'll freak.
Thank you.
No, this looks great. Can I have maybe some... No bacon. How dare you? I don't know if you've heard, Mary Lena, but I'm a vegetarian.
Okay. Do we have any stats on how many times you've eaten on the show? And how many love letters we've gotten from the listeners?
Andrew, do you have like a loose 15 you can do right now so I can eat these?
I do. Are you going to tuck in? Or are you just going to...
I'm actually very excited about eating this. Now, I want to get to what we were supposed to talk about in a minute, but I want to stop down.
Okay. Wait, are we really stopping down?
No, we're not stopping
down. You're giving me a heart attack.
No, but I'm very excited about eating this. This is actually the first thing I've eaten all day. You had some lunch at our hotel that was extremely difficult.
This is kind of a garbage story, but this is a garbage lunch story. Do you guys really want to hear me go on about the garbage lunch that I had? This is real old man yells at Bonvoy right here, okay? We are staying in another Bonvoy hotel. I don't know if you guys heard about that. Which, by the way, it must be... Like, Luke, you chose the hotel. That must be because you are now a Bonvoy Rewards member. Were you specifically choosing it because of that?
I'm part of the Bonluminati.
Yes.
So we run everything.
So it is not a Marriott. It's a Sheraton. It's fine, actually. The accommodations
are kind of
fine.
Like Sheratons are sort of nice usually.
Oh, are they?
We found the one not nice Sheraton.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's you know, I have no problem with the accommodations as far as my room and everything. But then I go down. I just needed a quick meal while I did some prep for today's show. Insert joke about me not prepping for shows usually here. And I'm like, I'll just have, it looks like there's some shrimp thing on the menu, just like, you know, breaded shrimp. And I wanted to start with a cup of chicken noodle soup while I did my work with my laptop. Well, the soup comes out in the most ridiculously unuseful bowl you can possibly imagine. Now, sort of on me because I'm trying to eat soup while working on a laptop, which isn't, like, ideal. But you go to any other place in America, they're just going to give you a cup of soup, a small bowl of soup.
Like they would at Waffle House.
Like they would at Waffle House.
A good restaurant.
Instead, I get this thing. It's a square bowl because why the shit would you serve soup in a square bowl with a lip around
really
the edge of it?
Really killing our swearing ratio.
Sorry about that. The lip around the edge of this bowl was approximately 6 inches wide. And then it was unnecessarily deep so that by the time I'm kind of getting to the bottom of the bowl of soup, it's almost impossible to scoop soup out of this bowl anymore. And it was made, if I can just enjoy your meal, Luke, because I have a lot more to say. I'm just getting warmed up. It was made with, like, the most... This is going to sound crazy, but it was made with, like, the most impossible-to-eat noodles. There were...
Oh, impossible noodles? I love those.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if I've mentioned it.
Plant-based noodles. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what it was about them. They were they were flat little noodles, but they were cut at exactly the length that they would not fit on the spoon at all. So you had to just... I'm piling them on the spoon practically with my other hand, trying to eat the soup that came out so hot. It was clear that they didn't have like a stock pot full of soup in the back. They just took whatever soup this was from the refrigerator probably and heated up in the microwave so that it was seriously at I'm going to sue you levels of heat. So anyway, that's on me. I have a burnt tongue right now.
Sue me for what?
Do you remember what? Then my breaded shrimp come out, and I'm actually fine. The soup was pretty filling, but it comes out. There are 5 breaded shrimps on the plate. nicely designed. By the way, the rim on this plate, square plate, slightly smaller. We're going to say 5 inches. Five carefully placed shrimp around a mound of brown rice that is kind of like, it's arranged so it's kind of like a nice little look to it with like 3 leaves of spinach on top. Like, that's
Did
it.
Did you just call it spinach?
Spinach? Spinach? Spinach.
Am I saying camera weird?
Spinach. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, that's fine. I ate it. It wasn't that great. It wasn't that bad. The bill comes. I told you, this is just an old man yelling, but the bill comes. It was $32. It was $32 for 5 shrimp and a bowl of soup I couldn't eat. Bon voy. Bon voy. Oh, and I did get to hear a manager talking to an employee not far away, dropping the word bon voy about a million times. They must have been talking about some bon voy strategy. I tried desperately to eavesdrop so I could share some of that bon voy info with you, but I got nothing. All I know is they're really leaning into it.
Okay, I've got good news for you, Andrew.
You finished your food.
I was going slow. I can shut up now. Thank you so much. Somebody just cleared that right away. That was amazing. We should do every show in a Waffle House.
Yes.
By the way, I was eating that slowly because I didn't want the listeners, I didn't want the people here to understand how quickly I actually eat.
You were just like, as long as I'm eating this, Andrew's going to talk about his goddamn lunch.
I have good news, though. As disappointing and overpriced as that meal was for you, the fine folks at Waffle House are comping all of your food here tonight. I know. It's Christmas in September. So thanks to them. And by the way, you still need a tip, though.
Yes.
They're not going to tip the servers for you, but they will pay for all your food because they're... I know. What do you know about that? Thanks, guys. We're doing tomorrow's show from a Jack in the Box. We're not getting nearly as sweet of a deal from them. So in all seriousness, thanks to the Waffle House folks. As I mentioned earlier, we were thinking about what we wanted to talk about here on this episode. Here in Orlando, of all places for us to be. And we thought, well, if we can pinpoint one person who's been the most sort of relentless about trying to get us to come to Orlando, it is our friend, the Perfect 10, Nick, right over here. We have one of the high-level manager's men making the rounds, confiscating everyone's checks. This is great. This is like a... I wish that people could see this. Although we are, by the way, going to get the security footage. You think I'm joking. I had a conversation with Min about this. We're going to get the security footage because it's actually a pretty good shot of all of you. And it's all being recorded, so we'll upload this somewhere, and that will be considered our video content.
Literally everybody is in it except for us, and I kind of like that.
No, actually, that's the way it should be. Nick, can we have you sidle over to this microphone real quick?
Hi, guys.
Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Woo. Am I good?
You're great.
You got a microphone?
Yeah. So, did you ever think when for like, I want to say a couple years, you would end any voicemail message to us with...
Thanks and come to Orlando for the 3,000th episode.
Like, did you think that it was going to work?
No, not at all.
You know that I'm the one who checks those voicemails, right? Like, for every one of Nick's voicemails you hear on the show, there's about...
Oh, 10, easily.
At least 10, yeah, that are dying on the vine. That's on me. But, yeah, no, there's a lot of campaigning going on, and I'm a softie.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
How did you hear about the show, and when did it, like, move past something that would be considered healthy?
So Jake over there from Chicago. Yeah.
Jake from Chicago, everybody.
Also known as
a longtime listener of the show.
Also known as the perfect daddy.
Would not recommend. 0 out of 5 stars.
He introduced me to the show in our freshman year of college, and that was 2010. I left and I started listening to the show regularly. So it was, and I remember my first job was working on a golf course. And I used to listen to the show while cutting the greens and the fairways.
Wow. This is a great show for people that want to be anywhere but where they are.
That's
really our kind of P1. Somebody doing something where they wish that they could be not doing that thing.
Accurate.
For many of you, it's parenting. So just think about that.
How long were you listening before you took the bold step of getting a TBTL tattoo?
That was... So I got the tattoo in, I think, 2004? 16?
Okay.
That sounds right.
Okay.
This was about 10 years in between those two dates.
That's fair. Well, if
2004?
Right.
It was, because I think I have 15 total, and that was like, I think, number five or six at that point.
Okay.
And what is it again? You think I would know. It's on a playing card or something, right? What does it say again?
Oh, it says, well, the playing card says Crazy Eight.
Right. But then what is the tattoo again, the TBTL tattoo?
No mountain too tall,
and good luck to all.
Nice.
What was the conversation like? Yeah, round of applause. You see that, kids that are here? That's how you be cool.
Yeah. I remember going to the shop and just saying, hey, I have this quote. And I think he asked me, like, what's the quote from? I said, oh, it's from this podcast I listen to. I'm a big fan of it. He's like, okay. and that was the extent.
Honestly, it's like a pretty, like, I mean, considering what people, like, people including me, get tattooed on their body. Like a bottle of Joy dish detergent. What else are you working with there?
I have Star Wars tattoos and video game tattoos and...
So, like, no mountain too tall and good luck to all is actually probably relatively tame for what they
correct.
Say.
Correct. I would say so, yeah. Have
there been points where you wanted to stop listening to the show, but you felt like, I got the tattoo. Yeah. I got to stick with it. Like, at what point are you just trapped in this life?
Weekly?
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding.
What do you think this is, Little Red Bandwagon?
No, I'm kidding. No.
Wow. Never.
Can we stop down for a minute?
No, never. It's... Having listened to the show for so long, you guys are like friends, and I truly look forward to the show each and every day just to help get me through good times, the bad times, everything in between, and I need something to do when I'm driving and walking, too. So,
well, Nick, thank you for your persistence. Thanks for getting us here.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. Wait, though. You're not done yet.
You're not done, buddy.
As a noted, what do you call people from Orlando?
Sad.
Oh, whoa. Wow.
Andrew and I actually had a conversation driving over here. We were like, we want to have fun. We want to make sure we're not having too much fun at the expense mm-hmm. of the
no,
city of
fair.
Orlando
that's mm-hmm.
because it's easy to do. And but also Orlando's a great place, and we're having a really fun time being here. But what do you – is it Orlandians?
Orlandians?
What do we – what is any – is there – was anyone born in Orlando, like in the history of the world? Okay, what are Orlando – Orlandoans.
Yeah. Honestly, that doesn't come up very
often. I was going to say, that's not
that's an interesting
a
kind
yeah.
of
yeah.
that's an interesting civic culture where no one's mm-hmm. actually said, what are we called?
Right.
As a city.
Yeah. Was a Star Wars guy, you ever, like, Orlando Calrissian? Are there a lot of jokes along those lines?
Sure. So there was a Star Wars convention that was in town, and that was, he was, like, the poster.
Really?
It said, like, welcome to Orlando, and, like, Lando was a little bit more capitalized than that.
That's
so.
The first Star Wars thing I've said on the show that landed. Nice.
It landed.
It landed.
Oh, sorry.
That was
Gilden
the Lily, buddy.
I'll see myself out. Okay, so
you brought the horn section.
Yeah, I did. I have a whole
sweet
separate thing for basically these quiz sounds, which we are going to actually quiz you, Nick, because you're a noted Orlandian
ish.
How long have you lived here?
5 years.
Oh, geez.
Okay. That's my.
What's wrong? Why are you looking at you?
I'm just wondering if we should find someone who's been in Orlando longer than Nick. Is he gonna?
Yeah, I was gonna say. I think that's.
I think we let's put. We're here because Nick begged us to come here.
But how about this? You can phone
a
friend.
Word.
Okay. Yeah.
What was your name again? Laura. So if you, Laura seems like literally the only person who's ever been born in Orlando, and she's here. So yeah, that will admit to it. Good point. Wow. That plan to not go hard on Orlando did not work.
Yeah.
So Nick, if you have a if you really get stumped, you can always look to Lauren, because this is important. You're playing for a lot here. You, if you get 3 out of these 5 questions right, you will win a $100 gift certificate from Everlane.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Oh wow. Oh hey.
Wow. That was a Wheel of Fortune reaction. That was amazing.
That's amazing.
Yes,
it is amazing.
Great.
Fine sponsor, Everlane.
Woo, all right.
Yeah, round of applause for those folks. Yeah, no.
Thanks, guys. Well, I have to get them all right. Well, get them right.
Well, 3 out of 5
before
ain't bad.
I thank you. So.
I think in the words of Meatloaf. Okay, so do you want, Andrew, you're the one that put this together.
Yes.
I actually don't know the answers to this quiz. I know that it's, what is it about, just like Orlando culture?
Arts, culture in Orlando, that type of thing. Got 5 questions for you.
Do you want music from me?
Can you play music and the sound effects at the same time?
Well, yeah, sure. So I have this.
Scatman's World?
I got to load Scatman's World.
Gotcha.
I do have this. Let's see. How about this? This is if you get it right.
Okay.
And get it wrong. Okay.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to bring it down a tiny bit here. Okay, here is your first question. One of the most famous musical acts to come out of Orlando is, of course, NSYNC, right? And their fan base remains surprisingly diverse. Which of these unlikely fans recently declared that the band will never get together again because, quote, Justin Timberlake is just too big of a star now? Who said they'll never get back together because Justin Timberlake is too big? Was it Barack Obama, Beyonce, Tom Brady, or the WWE wrestler Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon? Oh, look who's so quiet now, Lauren.
Can you read off
the four wow. options again? Your options are Barack Obama, Beyonce, Tom Brady, or the WWE wrestler Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon.
All right. Got some Kane heads
Kane?
In the crowd.
Yeah.
Kane? Beyonce? Go with Kane?
You're going with Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon?
Can I change my answer?
Don't try to read my face. I'm inscrutable.
Andrew, I don't want to big dog you here.
Oh, my God, then don't.
Can we stop down? Is that the show title? Can we stop down? Is that what we're calling it? I feel like, okay, I'll just run your quiz the way you want.
No, what?
Well, I don't want to give anything away, so let's get through this and then we can talk about it.
Let's go Beyonce.
We're going with a Beyonce. I'm afraid the answer is the WWE wrestler Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon. Now, I just stumped a chump, Luke. Do you have some feedback for me?
Yes. Nick said the right one, and you head faked him out of it.
I didn't look at him. I made no eye contact.
Here's what you're. Let's do a do over. Let's do a
do over.
Let's pretend I'm running this quiz.
Dude.
The senior Waffle House podcaster.
I want the gift card.
Oh, that's right. You do. You're hoarding the Everlane gift card. So Nick, was it Barack Obama, Beyonce, Tom Brady, or the WWE wrestler Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon?
Kane sounds like a pretty good
You're
answer.
Saying it's Kane?
That's absolutely right. It's Kane.
No.
Nope. Not on my playground.
All right. Okay. Fine. It's your quiz.
What is this? After these messages? Jeez.
What is after these messages?
It's a cleaning podcast.
I feel like things are really turning.
At what point are we cyberbullying Andrew to within an inch of his life?
I don't even know what's happening.
Okay,
here we go. The Backstreet Boys are also an Orlando success story, and they're still going strong in middle age. They recently told CBS Sunday Morning's Tracy Smith.
Number one sign that you're no longer a relevant pop band. You're being interviewed on CBS Sunday Morning.
Okay, they told her, we love hard, but we also blank hard. Fill in the blank. I have some options for you. It's not what you think. We love hard, but we also play hard, work hard, fight hard, or sing hard.
Oh, that's upsetting.
Wait, really?
Wait,
Kane
what?
Came in here?
What? Oh my gosh, was he nice? Did he body slam anyone?
Hey, man.
Nice. Wow. So you're saying we're not the most famous people to be in this Waffle House. Are we even in the top? Really? Orlando Magic basketball player. Are we in the top 100 famous people that have been in this Waffle House today? Okay, we'll take it. That's also a possible show title.
Famous for a day.
Today. Okay, Nick?
How was fight?
Okay, so you're going to go with, you're sure, you're going to go with fight hard.
Oh, I'm looking at Luke now.
I don't want to.
Sir, you are correct. It is fight hard.
Yeah, that's how you do it.
Congratulations. I won't actively talk you out of them. Okay.
Can we reach an agreement there? But you know what? Actually, you've now created some drama, though, because
exactly.
He has one wrong. Like, if he just nails the first three, it's not interesting. So,
right.
You know what? You knew what you were doing the whole time.
I know what I'm
doing. And I'm really sorry.
I wouldn't pick up the mic if I didn't know what I was doing.
Are you kidding me?
Yes,
that's
I would.
Literally how this show happens
yes,
every day.
Exactly. All right. The boy band C-Note also hails from Orlando. Which of the following...
It is a quiz about Orlando culture, people.
Yeah.
It just turns out
what
this
are you
is the culture.
About? Yeah. All right. The boy band C-Note also hails from Orlando. Which of the following health-related songs is a real song by C-Note? Is it Love Doctor? Is it Take Two and Call Me in the Morning?
Oh, dear.
Is it Tell Me Where It Hurts? Or is it Help Me Reach My Love Deductible?
Not that one. I'm going to actually, yeah, Tell Me Where It Hurts. That sounds...
Uh-oh, he's Uh-oh. Checking.
The music has stopped, right? I wanted to make sure there wasn't anything else planned.
Oh, yeah, we only
computer.
Have 2 minutes and 53 seconds of fascinating quiz music.
It's like the Cooking with Sean DeTore music.
And actually, this music, this fascinating theme that we use, also has a weird glitch in the middle of it. Like every 40 seconds
or
something.
Oh, that's right. It's like a bad edit, right? Or no, it just goes silent for a second.
I think I got distracted and stopped recording.
You're right.
Okay, sorry.
Not the first time.
Love Doctor. Wow. Take Two and Call Me in the
Okay.
Morning. Tell me where
okay.
it hurts. Let me reach my Love Doctor.
Love Doctor.
I'm reading these answers for
Take
the first time.
Take Two
myself.
And
I have
Call Me in the Morning.
Book.
Tell me where it hurts or help me reach my Love Deductible.
Tell me where it hurts.
Your answer, Nick, the perfect 10. Tell me where it hurts.
I'm having second thoughts.
You are correct. It is Tell Me Where It Hurts. It's like a kind of a power rush doing this now.
I know.
Like this is not the dynamic I was
no,
going for.
No, you're like
for,
an
but,
umpire calling a strikeout
honestly,
against the visiting team. You're like Leslie right. Nielsen in The Naked Gun when you just like, you know that if you do this one thing, right. everyone's going to go crazy.
Yeah, it's a rush. So what is this? You've gotten two right and one
correct.
Wrong, right?
Yeah,
okay. Orlando's also the birthplace of Take Five, a boy band that formed... in 1997, and then broke up a few years later.
Sensing a trend.
After the breakup, founding member T.J. Christopher went on to form what ill-named band in Chicago? Dope Opera. Group Thug. Bomb Threat.
Oh. Ugh.
Or Fat Camp with two T's and a K.
Dope Opera... Group,
Dope Opera, Group Thug, Bomb Threat, or Fat Camp. Again, with two T's and a K.
And they went to Chicago?
I believe this was in Chicago, yeah.
No, nothing? Okay.
You're not getting any help from the audience?
Do we have a... Would you like a seat, by the way? Okay. Yeah. We have somebody who's with child. One of the people working here today went into labor. Am I correct in that? No? Paul?
Oh. Where's Paul?
Paul?
We have a listener, Paul, from right here in Orlando, who's been listening for a long time and didn't have a ticket for this, so came in around lunch just to kind of, you know, soak up the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm.
This also happens to be Paul's local Waffle House.
Aww. Which I love.
And Paul, you said that there was a person who was helping you, and then they had to leave sort of suddenly because their water broke?
Previous shift.
Was it Lisa? Was it Issa?
It was Issa.
The pro wrestler didn't have anything to do with it, right?
Right.
Point being, we've already had one person go into labor here, so just whatever you need to do to be comfortable, ma'am. Okay,
and
sorry.
Also, Paul, that gets you out of a tip. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, exactly.
Well played. Dope Opera, Group Thug, Bomb Threat, or Fat Camp?
Bomb Threat seems awful, but the most troubling out of all of them.
You're going to go with Bomb Threat?
Sure.
You're going to go with Bomb Threat?
I am.
You're going to go with Bomb Threat?
Yes.
I'm afraid it's Fat Camp, my friend.
Yeah.
Woo! Drama.
I thought you'd get that one right because you know that I wouldn't say Fat Camp unless I had to.
Oh, that's a really good point. I didn't
I was
think
like,
about
you think
that.
I'm fine with Group Thug. Actually, you know what? A quick shout out to Genevieve, who came up with most of those fake answers in that one. I was texting her. I'm like, I'm
Group
dead
hug is great.
Yeah, I know. Why is that not a thing?
It's when a bunch of gang members hug. Get in there. Group thug.
My friend, we could not have made this more thrilling. Maybe you did that on purpose. I don't know if you threw
this
that last
great.
One, but
sure.
we are
Andrew, I really apologize
down.
For doubting you. You
Thank
have
you.
Masterfully... No. I'm being serious. You have masterfully sort of orchestrated this so that the tension is palpable.
Now... I realize that, and you guys were kind of indicating this, and I apologize. You're kind of pointing out that, like, Orlando arts and culture is not all just about boy bands, so sorry about that.
Yeah. However,
so here's your final question. Which celebrity appeared with a jet ski at the 2018 Oscars? Jet skis being your Orlando connection there.
Yeah.
Not the Oscars. Those are in Los Angeles, California. The celebrity is most likely not. But,
which is pretty on-brand for Orlando.
They appeared with a jet ski.
The jet ski was nominated in the technical awards, which were not broadcast.
That's right. No, it was on TV. Okay, I didn't give you the options.
I was going to say, I'm not...
Well, you should just know this one, but if you need options... Jay-Z, Rihanna, Helen Mirren... Or the WWE wrestler Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon.
I want to go with Helen Mirren. Who remembers the
Oscars?
How
cool would it be if it was Kane? And that lady knows him.
Did he mention anything about a jet ski when he was in here?
Okay.
Anyone?
Jay-Z, Rihanna, Helen Mirren, or the WWE wrestler Kane, a.k.a. the devil's favorite demon.
I'll go with Helen Mirren. That seems okay.
Nick, look me in the eye. Are you looking me in the eye?
I am.
You're saying Helen Mirren?
No.
Dame
no.
Helen Mirren.
You are correct, my friend. It is Helen Mirren.
Nick, the perfect 10, everybody.
Congratulations.
Good job, buddy.
Thanks, you guys, for coming out. Really, though, thank you for... doing this. We all appreciate it.
It's amazing, Nick. Thanks for making it happen.
Good job, Nick.
All right. I know you know about TBTL, the podcast. You're listening to it right now. But have you tried TBTL, the newsletter? Because you can. Just go over to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. I got to say, it's a lot of fun. Every week, Luke and I record a little video that we include in the newsletter. It's called Hey Dummies. We answer your questions, any questions you want to ask us. Well, there's all kinds of things in the newsletter. Don't take my word for it here. This is Mary. She's a big fan of the newsletter.
It has a nice welcome introduction, but then you have these phenomenal GIFs that are so much fun. You talk about amazing, wonderful people, and you introduce us to new things. And then the songs of the week. Oh, my gosh. And it just makes me so happy.
It can make you happy, too. I mean, listen, this is coming from Mary. She doesn't even listen to the podcast. She's here just for the newsletter. No joke. So, again, go to TBTL.net and click on the button that says sign me up for the TBTL newsletter. And we'll try to bring a little extra sunshine to your inbox every Friday afternoon.
Go once again with the email every week. I hope that it's from a female. Oh man, it's not from a female.
All right. You got any emails there? Oh, another thing, by the way. Not that we want to belabor things too much. That already happened earlier today here.
Mm-hmm. Oh my.
Labor joke? No, too soon.
Hey,
too soon.
I'm into it. You know what? We're in this one together, Luke.
Thank
you. I thought that was a decent joke.
I don't need these people.
We can do this alone.
I just need you.
We often
We're going to do a little
Q&A.
If you guys have any questions that you want to ask us, since we're not always the greatest, I'm certainly not always the greatest at checking the emails. So we have a couple emails, but also if you want to ask us a question, you can come up to the mic and ask us, and we will give you our honest answer, for at least a little while, and then we'll probably wrap things up. So just so you know.
Can I, before I read this next email, can I ask a question of the crowd? Is Bonnie here? Bonnie? Hi, Bonnie. I got your email. I'm going to read it.
What?
You cool with this?
I am really interested to see what happens next.
So, Bonnie says, the WWE wrestler... No. Bonnie sent this just today, I believe.
Welcome to the Kane cast.
I just want to share that I'm also very anxious about attending the Waffle House show. I was at a live show in Chicago that went very badly for me during the karaoke after party. The short story is, I have never been so drunk in my life. And Jen kicked me out. Because I kept jumping into other people's songs. I wasn't being an asshole in my head, but indeed I was being an asshole. There were a lot of tears involved on my end because I was incredibly drunk, and Luke and Van were both very nice to me, but alas, I did get kicked out, and I'm going to guess that I'm the only 10 who's ever been ejected from a live show after party. It is also my only story of getting kicked out of a bar, so that situation is not really representative of my normal behavior. Years later, I am comfortable telling the story to friends because it is now just a ridiculous story, but I am still embarrassed to show my face to the tens and to Luke. So in any event, I will be thinking about this all evening. No, Bonnie, I don't even think it'll come up. I will be thinking about this all evening, and I will simultaneously want to bring it up to clear the air and crawl into a cave of shame. But I'm looking forward to the evening anyway, and I will be there. So thank you. How do you feel now? Did that clear the air?
Yes.
Okay, good.
It's like the ayahuasca of podcasting. That would be a podcast I would listen to. People... while they're just peeking on ayahuasca.
Yes, you taught me what that was.
Jackson asked my mom what that is.
By the way, the reason we are having this in a Waffle House is because they don't serve booze because of you, Bonnie. So. Yeah.
So you're welcome.
Yeah.
By the way, you can barely even notice the ankle bracelet monitoring device. They're making them very svelte these days. Let me just say this, and I know that a lot of people who listen to this show are sort of similarly inclined, Andrew, to you and I. Just kind of people that tend to have recursive thoughts and remember embarrassing things that they did and kind of live inside their heads a lot. Bonnie, when I ran into you earlier tonight, you were like cringing and talking about this thing in Chicago that I had literally no memory of happening. And I apparently talked to you during and afterwards. If someone had put a gun to my head and said, "Do you remember what Bonnie did that night?" which would be the weirdest robbery of all time.
Yes, right. Yeah,
I would could have never in a million years have recounted that story. And my point is, we should all give ourselves a little break because I promise you, no one else is as obsessed with us as we are when it comes to this kind of stuff. So.
But right now, people are thinking and looking at us, right? I just want to make sure that you and I...
Oh, yeah, no, they're judging us harshly. Right,
okay, yeah.
That's happening. But I mean, seriously, okay. I think we've all had that experience where you do something that you feel embarrassed about and you can't stop thinking about it. And again, I'm just speaking as the other person who apparently observed this. Zero recollection. Mm-hmm. So why did you tell me? Because now I have to judge you. No, anyway, it just... I think we all do well to cut ourselves a little break.
I agree. Except for me. I'm terrible.
No, absolutely. And everybody remembers everything that you ever do that's dumb. Did you see that thing on Twitter? I can't... It's going to be impossible to describe it, but basically it was some sort of like mannequin head that was plastic, but then you could suck all the air out of it, and it just turned into like something that had just eaten a prune, and somebody just put underneath it, again, this is not... going to work on an audio medium, but it was just this head crumpling up into itself. It was me remembering something embarrassing I said. It was the most strong visual representation of what that feeling
is. I think
like.
I will remember that. I will continue. So I have another email I can read, but it can also hold until tomorrow. So we have a microphone up here. Does
anybody have a question
anything
for us?
It looks like Jackson might have a question for us.
This better be good.
Come on up here, Jackson.
I have no problem making you wait in the parking lot, Jackson.
Okay.
You didn't. That was such a non-threat. He was like, "I'll be happy out there."
Yeah, and go ahead. Jackson, you can put that right.
Let me
up
just.
Your face.
For those of you who don't know, Jackson is a listener in Mukilteo, and the mayor of Mukilteo is a listener to our show. And there was apparently an event where the mayor of Mukilteo came to your school,
and I walked with her and talked to her.
And it was like the mayor of the town and a random. What grader were you at that time? You got to get on the microphone
there.
Yeah, you
got to talk right. Yeah, there you go.
Like a fourth grader and the mayor of the town bonding over TBTL, was an awesome little scene. Okay, Jackson, what is your question?
Why didn't you do TBTL Song of Summer?
Oh. Did you guys nominate a kid to ask that because you knew that we wouldn't punch them?
Hi.
Because I'll punch a kid. No.
Would you prank an elephant?
The honest reason was because we got super busy and we were putting this together and we were going to Australia and we've lost our first 11 people.
Oh,
it's happened. Honestly,
wow.
It went. Sam, thank you for being here. It really lasted longer than I expected it to. Oh, she's just going to the bathroom. Okay.
Oh, God. We will do that to anybody who gets up to go to use the restroom.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
This just turned into Saw 4, trapped in the Waffle House. Jackson, the answer is, and Andrew, I don't know, tell me if I'm describing things accurately. We really got super busy. We did a trip where we went to Australia. I guess I don't have to explain that to you guys. That was a whole thing. Putting this together was a whole thing. We had a bunch of whole things going on, and we had to kind of take one off the list as far as our priorities and our bandwidth, and it was Song of the Summer. I'm genuinely asking, did that bum everybody out? Okay, so
really?
Should we do it next summer?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do it next summer.
Yeah, honestly, if I could just add to it one second, I was going to say, we also had done it for exactly 10 years, and I wasn't sure if people were really going to miss it, and so it sort of felt like, well, 10 years might be a good place to, like,
let's be honest.
Even number.
One person said one mean thing about it in the Facebook group, and Andrew was like, we're done.
And it was you. That's what sucked.
Yeah, it was me.
All right, what's your next question?
My mom wanted to email you and say, like, just let Jackson do it.
Oh, what would you pick?
No, I think
Jackson,
she did.
What would your Song of the Summer be?
Juice by Lizzo.
Oh, Juice. Nice. Strong. Okay, there it is. You did it, Jackson. Okay, I'll be here all night.
High five. High five.
The Song of the Summer is Juice by Lizzo, everybody.
But thanks to everybody who nominated the Doogie Howser theme song.
Anybody else? Any other questions before we wrap this up? Jake is ambling towards the microphone.
Did you know that Cain is not only the devil's favorite demon, but is also the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee?
What?
That's true.
Wait, that's a nickname, or he is really a mayor?
He is literally the mayor of Knox County, Tennessee.
How are things going in Knox County, Tennessee?
Seem to be doing well, I guess.
Really?
I mean, a demon's in charge, so.
Did he mention that when he came in? Okay.
Is he a job creator? Is he the devil's favorite job creator?
Is he about Wall Street or Main Street?
Yeah, right.
All right. Anything else, Jake? Just wanted to dazzle us with that deet?
Just loving dazzling deets, you know?
That was a...
Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I think he also has another nickname that has something to do with
audio
red.
On my computer. What's
going on?
Yeah,
I'm trying to figure out...
Are you turning up the thing?
There it is.
Why is it so quiet still?
Oh, I don't know. We had it... I don't know, but let's move
on. Can we stop down? Okay. Any other questions?
All right, we got a microphone right up here.
See, now you really missed the music. It's a really long walk.
Okay.
Hi.
So
why don't you start by telling us your name and where you're from for the listeners?
I'm Eric, and I'm from Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Sponge capital, yeah.
Now, tarpon, that's a fish,
that's a
right?
Fish,
so
yeah.
Is it springs that spring
springs
with tarpons?
Spring with fish flying out. Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
Okay.
Beautiful.
Tarpon. Sounds dangerous.
It is.
Okay. So Tarpon Springs, Florida.
Yeah.
Welcome. Eric, what would you like to ask?
So I wanted to give you the opportunity to think about something you said last week.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Did
you hear my speech about not giving yourself a hard time? I'm going to employ
that.
What
would you consider to be middle-aged?
Well, that's a moving target. I mean, this guy in New York just retired at 105 from actively cutting hair. He was the oldest working barber in the world. So for him, middle age would be mathematical. Well, he's actually still alive. So at some point, he will reach middle age, or he will reach his full age and we'll know what the middle of it was. How am I doing? Good?
Yeah, good. Looks like we're almost out of time here.
Yeah. I don't know.
It sounds like you have an answer. What are you thinking here?
I don't have a great answer. I think...
Why would you even care about that when you're like 26?
Mm-hmm. That's the right answer.
Thank you. I mean, I don't know. I mean, what did we decide the other day on the show?
Like 38, late 30s.
Well,
you did say
people
I'm
over
just
60.
Kidding.
He said people who were 60 were elderly.
No, I didn't. I was just teasing out a theory. I was throwing things out there.
What's the
for
phone
the sake
say?
Of discussion.
Isn't it great being here where you can correct us in real time?
Yeah. Wow.
That's got to be very, very a very powerful experience for all of you who are normally just screaming at your car stereo.
I seriously see an argument for just making this a podcast that we do every day live in a Waffle House.
Yeah. Like, I am not kidding. I'm here for that. Okay, any other questions? Any other questions? Okay.
Okay, one more.
Okay. Was it Nathan?
Good memory. Good memory.
Well, because you're wearing the 930 Club t-shirt.
Yeah!
That was a moment. That was a beautiful moment of me not being able to control the thoughts that are in my head and then come out of my mouth, which makes me weirdly cast as the host of this show.
You should tell him what you said to me.
So Nathan has on a t-shirt from a really cool rock club in D.C. called the 930 Club, which is awesome. Turns out the guy in charge of the 930 Club a couple weeks ago got in trouble because he went to get a massage, and he was interested in it going beyond the typical what you'll get at a massage envy at your local strip mall. He got arrested. So when Nathan walks in, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's a happy ending t-shirt guy, which is the weirdest way to meet someone who's traveled all the way from North Carolina. Very kindly so to be here. So I'm sorry, I take that all back.
I said that wasn't what I was going for.
No, it wasn't. Of course, it's a cool rock club. It exists right, independent of that.
Yeah.
But you should probably get rid of it. Okay, sorry. What was your question?
All right, what's your question, Dirty
Boy?
I
don't know how it came to be. I don't know how it came to be that you guys had this live show in a Waffle House. How'd you even know that you could have a live show in a Waffle House? Whose idea was this? I want to know the whole backstory.
I will tell you. Part of it was poor planning on my part. We wanted to do the show somewhere in Orlando. We did not know what size venue to pick. We didn't know if there was going to be a lot of people or not that many people, and also just like what would be the fun vibe. So somehow I must have tweeted about it. I think we put it on social media asking, hey, anyone know a cool place in Orlando? And there is a guy who works for Waffle House named Pat Warner, who I had interviewed when I did a TV story about Waffle House last year. And he tweeted at me, hey, if you want to do it at a Waffle House, we got you. And I kind of thought he was joking, so I DM'd him. Yes, I slide into Waffle House's DMs. That's how I do.
On a slick of syrup, you just slid in there.
And I slid into Waffle House's DMs, and I was like, oh, seriously, could we? And he said, yeah, I bet we can. We'll call around. And the folks here in Orlando, and some of them are here in the kind of upper regional management of the whole thing, made it possible. So that's how we ended up here.
Did you like immediately think this is a great idea? I absolutely want it because it's amazing. This is an amazing. Did it immediately click to you? This is a brilliant idea.
You know what? I think Genevieve, in my mind, gets some credit because Andrew's girlfriend is from Atlanta and really knows from the South. And I think I seem to remember kind of throwing it your way as like a half an idea, Andrew. And I think at some point you mentioned it to Genevieve and she was like, oh, hell yeah.
I mean, I feel like you and I were both pretty much on board right away.
You were very resistant and I don't know why.
Well, it's just, no.
You were like,
I'm not
going to
pretend that was reality. No, I love the idea of it. The only drawback was space. Would there be enough room? And
the answer was no, but we just went for it
anyway.
This
is a true story. Luke and I spent a little bit of time considering, even to the point where you made a phone call about this, doing it on the roof, a la the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. That was the one idea. And by the way, it's been torrentially raining off and on today, so good call, Pat Warner.
Right.
The actual conversation was the Waffle House like folks were being really nice to us, and they were like, yeah, great. We'll give you your run of the place, and we'll have the kitchen staffed and all this. And then I kind of got like cocky, and I was like, okay, but what if we did it on the roof?
Right.
So the parking lot could be full of
exactly.
fans. Like the Beatles. And then he said, well, why don't we consider that as a possible idea, but move it down the list. And so here we are inside the Waffle
House.
That's
right. Now, so no roof, but I will be doing Hey Jude later.
Where's the after party?
Yeah. Hourglass
Brewery. How about that?
Okay.
What's it called?
Hourglass Brewery.
Hourglass Brewery. Okay. Okay, great.
I'm making an executive.
That a real
wow, Nathan. Very wow. decisive.
That just happened.
Impressive. Okay. I All know, right? Okay, well, great. Well, sure, thank you, and thanks for coming down here. Any other questions? Chris, friend Chris O'Leary. Yeah.
You're Chris O'Leary.
Yes.
I met you earlier.
Did
you
really
your name
not
was
know
Chris?
That?
I was in charge
the
of the
connection.
The speaker.
Oh. You're legendary, yes.
Right. Yeah, nice t-shirt.
Yeah.
That is old school. I think those were mostly made out of asbestos. I would not wear those. that was when we were still an AM radio show.
Yeah.
We'd have a big merch budget.
That's the TVTL roller skating t-shirt that you're wearing?
Yep.
Sugoi.
So I just wanted to provide a dazzling detail. If you were to do a show at every Waffle House from here on out, you could get to show number 5,100.
Oh, you did the math. Wow. That is going to be just absolute death on my vegan diet. I don't feel like this is really the place for me culinarily, but they sure are nice. So that's how many there are?
2,100, yep.
Man.
Are you gunning to be the statistician for the 4,000th episode? Is that what's happening here?
I know someone who might
take umbrage.
I think I know who you're talking about, and he retweeted me just a few minutes ago. So.
Oh, wow. You guys are on your phones? This is not fascinating enough? Nathan literally put his phone down when I said that. Where do you guys want to be that's more entertaining than this? Yeah. Anywhere? Watching paint dry on the roof getting rained on?
That reminds me. Another thing about my soup at lunch today.
All right.
See you guys in 2 days.
Oh, yeah. You live in New York, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll be in New York.
Yeah.
Can we get a ride on your private airplane? Chris, as many of you know, Chris is internet famous for having been the only person on a flight from Cleveland to New York.
Yep.
Wow. He's that guy.
He's that guy.
We knew him before he was internet famous. Yeah, he'll be signing autographs later. Okay, I think we're getting down to it.
Yeah,
here.
I think we're good if everybody's all set with the questions.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, now let's do the show for real.
Okay, cool. Are we done stopping down?
Yeah. Oh, wait, I forgot to say start up.
Okay.
Shit.
Oh.
All right, I guess that's it, you guys. Thank you so much. This has been, like, so much fun for us. A big thanks to everybody at Waffle House. Pat Warner, Min Cow, everybody else who helped out. The Waffle House staff. And thank you so much to all of you guys for coming out, some of you from many miles away, some of you from literally down the street. Thanks for being here. Thank you for being part of TBTL. I'm just going to talk slowly while Andrew finds the song Words by Doves. There's no way we could have known that this was how the show was going to end. It's... Oh, wait. You going to do it? Do you know the words? Yeah, Andrew, we gotta go with Despacito.
So wait, are we doing a karaoke version of Despacito?
Let's play it from the internet, but then let's sing along with it. Because hopefully us singing along with it will make it not a terrible copyright violation.
Yeah.
Maybe we can make it into a new piece of art. To be honest with you, I only know the part of the song where they say Despacito. Are there other parts to the song? Yeah? Wait, that song's in Spanish? It's making a lot of sense now. I didn't understand the lyrics. Is it Daddy Yankee? All right.
Yes. Okay. Isn't there another version with... Yeah, Bieber version. Okay, we're avoiding that here. But okay, I'm going to sneak this up here. How are we doing here? Is this playing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. You know what? This is the sound of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
As we wait for the song to begin, which will happen any minute now, but we're great at riffing. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Hear that. All right. Let the soulful sounds of Despacito take you away. Wow. Kids, you're going to learn something in the next 4 minutes. All right. Thanks, everybody, for being part of the show. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow with more Imaginary Radio. Until then, please remember, no mountain too tall.
And good luck to all. Te pido un beso, ven, dámelo. Yo sé que estás pensándolo. Llevo tiempo intentándolo. Mami, esto está mirándolo. Sabe que tu corazón conmigo te hace bam, bam. Sabe que esa beba está buscando de mi bam, bam. Que prueba de mi boca. Quiero ver cuánto amor a ti te cabe. Yo no tengo prisa, yo me quiero dar el viaje. Empecemos lento, después salvaje. Pasito a pasito, suave, suavecito. Nos vamos pegando poquito a poquito. Hold on. Everybody, actually be quiet for 1 second. Everybody just listen to me. Really? Really? Everybody listening?
Yeah.
All right.
Power out.
There it is.